Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Jenny of Calgary, Alberta is 9. She listens to Laugh Again. She writes, "What kind of bird doesn't need a comb? A bald eagle." That's pretty good, Jenny. Here's one for you. Why do birds fly south in winter? Because it's too far to walk. Well, a cowboy lost his favorite Bible. One day, as he mended a fence, a crow landed beside him with the Bible in its mouth. He took the precious book from the crow and yelled, "It's a miracle!" "Not really," said the crow. "Your name is written inside the cover." Okay, that didn't happen. But birds are truly miraculous creatures. Most summer mornings, I awake to singing outside my window. It's not the neighbor kids. That would be for the birds. But this is the birds. Robins and blue jays, to be specific. As we munch our morning toast, we watch them flit about the yard, marveling at what they accomplish by waving feathery arms. It doesn't work for humans. I've tried it. Ornithologists flock to study these lean, mean, flying machines, and they've uncovered fascinating stuff. From the structure and anatomy of their wings, feathers, and bones, every part of the bird is meticulously designed to take flight. The next time someone calls you a bird brain, be flattered. Bird brains are twice the size of human brains in proportion to their bodies. Engineers have used the anatomy of birds to design flying machines, including drones. But pound for pound, a bird can fly far higher, longer, and further than any drone. The bar-tailed godwit can make it from Alaska to New Zealand without a lunch break. That's 11,700 kilometers. A drone of the same size can fly up to 5 miles. Then there's the swift. How can you ignore a creator while studying a bird that's designed to fly for nearly 10 months without landing? That's right. The swift is an airborne snacker and sleeper, only landing during nesting season to care for its young. In a single year, the common swift can cover at least 200,000 kilometers. In a lifetime, that's enough to go to the moon and back 5 times over. Imagine the air miles. Still, in my opinion, the most impressive bird is also the smallest. When one drops in on us, we drop everything and watch. The average hummingbird weighs the same as a piece of paper. What hummingbirds lack in size, they make up for in appetite. They can eat and drink multiple times their body weight every day, just like a human teenager. Hummingbirds need the calories to power their lightning-fast metabolisms. At rest, a hummingbird's heart beats 400 times a minute. In the air, that jumps to 1,200, 20 beats a second. That's right. Hatched from a jelly bean-sized egg, their unique wings rotate from the shoulder to create lift on both the front and back strokes. They flap them up to 80 times a second, creating a humming sound and a blur to the naked eye. Hummingbirds visit over 1,000 flowers a day, remembering yards and blossoms they dropped in on the previous year. They can fly upside down and backwards, sideways, and in circles. They hover in place as they drink nectar from flowers using a long beak and specially designed tongue. A truly remarkable creature, crafted with love and a twinkle by a master designer who invites us in Matthew 6 to look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. So, Jenny, if you're listening, do not fret or worry. He is with you, loving you, watching you. Your name is written in his book. And hey, send me another joke sometime. Here's one. Why do hummingbirds hum? Because they don't know the words.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.